Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Good morning, Imperial Valley. You're listening to your weekly wellness radio, Let's Talk About It. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health and KUBO 88.7 Radio Bilingue. Our phone number here at the station is area code 760-337-8874. Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Today we are minus Scott Dudley, so I'll be here with our guest today is Oscar Aguilar. Trying to use my Spanish.
Good morning, Maria. How are you doing today?
Good. He is the psychiatric social worker for Imperial County Behavioral Health, and he is waiting or in what is it called, like a working towards your LCSW, your licensed clinical social worker.
Right, in process of obtaining that license as a clinical social worker, yes.
Yes. So that's, how many hours did that take to complete, 50 hours? You're still waiting to take the test, but...
Right. Yeah, I think it was about 3,200 hours, actually.
That's
a lot of time, like 4 or 5 years worth.
Yes, so that's completed. So today we're going to be talking about,
We're going to be talking about the prevention and early intervention program through behavioral health. It is a program that started about 8-9 months ago, where we're doing evaluations out in the community, you know, with those children that have been exposed to some type of trauma or abuse.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, initially, I mean... The trauma or abusive episode doesn't have to be like severe enough to render, you know, regular clinic services.
How does how are these kids? Is there an age group or certain age that they can go to, or how are they identified? How are the kids?
Well, most of our referrals have come in through the different school districts throughout Imperial Valley. And it's typically when the school personnel notices some type of change in the student's behavior, or maybe the parents come in and request the
Can you give me some examples of those change in behaviors?
Changes in behavior, like, for example, if the child is maybe acting out, or maybe is more guarded, more reserved than he typically was, before a traumatic episode or some other type of stressor that's going on in the home or out in the community where they live in.
Maybe even the parents going through a divorce.
Right, right, things like that. Yeah,
separation.
Right, separations, divorce, you know, losses in the family. All those are sometimes pretty...
Grandma passed away.
Yeah, pretty difficult for the child to deal with at times. So, yeah, they come to the attention of the school districts, and those are the ones that make referrals. Other times we've had other sources, you know, for referrals as well. So we're pretty much going out into the community, doing the initial evaluation, mostly at the schools, at the home, or any of the community centers that exist in Imperial Valley.
Mm-hmm.
So we're a community-based program, and we're there to be accessible to the population.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Thursday morning at 7:30 a.m. on KUBO 88.7 FM, Radio Bilingue. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.